Hundreds of Yemeni coffee shops have opened around the U.S. just within the past few years. Yemen is an ancient birthplace of the coffee trade, and immigrants fleeing the civil war there have brought their culture here in the form of cafes. NPR's Netta Ulubi has a report from one of them near Detroit.
There's a popular chain of Yemeni coffee shops called Kahwa House. Kahwa means coffee. Ibrahim Al-Hasbani founded the first Kahwa House here in Michigan only 9 years ago. Now there are more than 20, from New York to Texas, with more on the way.
I want to share the culture, I want to share the coffee, I want to share the history.
Kahwa House coffee shops, like this one in Dearborn, are airy, elegant, serving small batch coffee grown by Yemeni farmers.
We have the pour over, we have the espresso, we have the latte, we have everything in one place.
Including rolls filled with sweet cheese and caramel chocolate cake.
The desserts are just phenomenal. Most coffee shops you go and you get nice pastries, but not really to the same kind of level.
That's Finn Pooler. He writes about the specialty coffee industry in his newsletter, The Pour Over. Pooler's followed the rise of Yemeni coffee shops in the U.S. He says the coffee enjoys a mystique due to its rich history and flavor. But does Yemeni coffee live up to the hype?
Yes, generally speaking, as far as I've tasted. I think probably that is partly because the coffee that's made it to us recently has been really the best of the best.
All over the world, coffee prices have skyrocketed, mostly due to climate change, says Pooler. That affects exports everywhere.
There's like hijackings, there's people holding on to coffee because they don't want to sell it, because obviously the price can keep going up.
Most coffee consumed in the U.S. comes from Latin America. It's subject to the same 10% tariffs as coffee from Yemen. Al-Hasbani gets his from a family farm near the capital, Sana'a. It must travel a treacherous path hundreds of miles south.
So usually before the war was like 10 hours driving to take the shipment from Sana'a to the port. With the war, it takes like 2 days sometimes because they have to take a different way and they have to deal with too many groves in the ground. We have to choose a special driver. We have to choose a special route how we're going to get it to the port.
It's kind of a miracle any coffee makes it, says entrepreneur Mukhtar Al-Kanchali.
You know, the Yemeni cafe movement is very, very new. I get really emotional when I walk into these cafes and I see Yemen coffee becoming a thing in the last 2 years. This thing is just starting right now. It's just kicking off and it could be blocked because of unfortunate policies.
Al-Kanchali is the hero of a nonfiction best-selling book written by Dave Eggers. The Monk of Mocha from 2018 followed his quest to bring single-origin Yemeni coffee to the United States.
Most farmers in Yemen are smallholder farmers. They rely on these coffee trees in their villages.
Houthi rebels operating around these villages have been designated by the Trump administration as a terrorist organization. U.S. intelligence in Yemen is limited, and Al-Kanchali worries that supporting Yemeni coffee farmers could lead to charges of materially supporting terrorism.
90% of Yemen coffee, I would say, comes from the territories that are controlled by the Houthis in Yemen, the mountain regions across Ibb and Sana'a and these provinces.
Money might trickle down to people involved with the Houthis.
War affects everyone, yeah.
Ibrahim Al-Hasbani does not like to talk politics. He'd rather discuss the high tariffs on Chinese-made paper coffee cups than, understandably, the political consequences of buying coffee from a family farm. But Al-Hasbani was dismayed by jokes from political commentators when a journalist was accidentally included on a group chat among high-level U.S. officials planning to bomb Yemeni targets. The war in Yemen has killed hundreds of thousands of people, partly because of lethal damage to infrastructure.
I lost my mom 1 year and a half in Yemen. She was sick, and you know how the hospital in Yemen is really, really bad.
He also lost his sister. When the officials used emojis to celebrate airstrikes in the city of Sana'a, Mukhtar Al-Kanchali was horrified.
Terrified my family. And you're talking about a city that has over 3 million people that live in it. Sana'a was attacked in really high-density residential neighborhoods, which hadn't happened that way before in a long time, actually.
U.S. airstrikes are continuing in Yemen. It is so much easier to see people as human beings, says Ibrahim Al-Hasbani, when you actually see them. That might mean these days at a Yemeni coffee shop. He wants Kahwa House to be a welcoming place that helps Americans recognize Yemenis, he says, not as people associated with war and famine, but as the people who brought the world coffee.
We are behind every smile in the morning.
Netta Ulubi, NPR News.